Have you ever stared at a blank page, feeling that peculiar mix of dread and inadequacy that seems to afflict all writers? Ayn Rand would dismiss this anxiety as stemming from a fundamental misconception. Writing is no more difficult a skill than any other, such as engineering, she asserts with characteristic directness. Like every human activity, it requires practice and knowledge. There is nothing mystical to it. This refreshingly pragmatic approach transforms writing from an anxiety-inducing mystery into a definable, doable activity governed by rational principles. Writing well isn't about divine inspiration or ineffable talent, it's about understanding and applying a systematic framework that anyone can learn. Before writing, answer three critical questions. What do I want to write about? Subject. What do I want to say about it? Theme. And what is the element of novelty in my approach? Your subject must be severely delimited, and your theme must be proportionate, neither too narrow nor too broad. Consider why others should care about your article, which requires understanding your audience's knowledge level. Counterintuitively, address the best minds in your audience. Don't accommodate irrational thinking. Write as if convincing yourself at your most perceptive and focused. This represents true objectivity. Imagine a reader who doesn't know the subject but is capable of understanding it. Many writers mistakenly believe articles should preach philosophy. Philosophy isn't separate from everyday life. It studies reality's fundamentals that manifest in concrete situations. Let your philosophy naturally inform your material as an implicit framework, like a building's foundation supporting its structure without being visible. Don't smuggle propaganda between the lines. This undermines credibility. A proper article evaluates events from your philosophical viewpoint without explicitly preaching it, allowing readers to grasp philosophical principles through concrete examples and clear analysis. Your outline serves as a blueprint, focusing on what readers need to know to accept your conclusion. Be mindful of scale. Beginners typically try covering too much. Use your theme as the standard for inclusion decisions. When tempted by interesting sidelines, ask if they're necessary to demonstrate your theme. Avoid two common outlining errors: the Platonic approach, believing there's only one logical order for ideas, and the concrete-bound approach, seeing articles as separate points without cohesive integration. Work in layers. Start with a brief outline, then elaborate on key points. Aim for clarity and organization, not exhaustive detail. Write in grammatical sentences rather than headlines, being specific enough for guidance without creating a first draft. When drafting, your subconscious must lead while your conscious mind provides direction. No one writes through a fully conscious process. Attempting to consciously select every word would be paralyzing. Trust your automatized subconscious integrations just as you do when speaking. The outline sets direction, but expression must flow automatically without self-censorship. Adopt the premise, my subconscious, right or wrong, during drafting. Set aside all self-doubt until editing. Every writer encounters what Rand calls the squirms, a paralyzing state where your subconscious stops functioning, producing flat prose. The primary cause is subconscious contradiction. Your outline might seem clear, but unexplored possibilities create uncertainty. The solution is to work through it consciously. A cardinal writing error is attempting to edit sentences before they exist on paper. Let sentences be born before deciding if they need revision. Editing differs fundamentally from writing. While writing relies on the subconscious with minimal conscious interference, editing requires conscious dominance and analytical thinking. Writing must be personal and emotional, while editing demands objectivity, reading your work as if someone else wrote it. Effective editing happens in layers. First, examining structure and logical progression, then addressing clarity of thought and content, and finally, focusing on style and polish. This layered approach respects the mind's limitations. You cannot evaluate everything simultaneously without diminishing the quality of your analysis. When editing, analyze sentences methodically for subject-predicate agreement and potential multiple meanings. Pay special attention to modifiers and punctuation, which can completely change meaning. When clarity conflicts with style, always prioritize clarity. Aim for primer-like precision over metaphorical flourish. Remember that even the most beautiful prose fails if it doesn't effectively communicate its intended meaning. Style is a distinctive mode of execution that encompasses everything pertaining to how ideas are presented. It cannot be consciously manufactured, but must emerge from subconscious integration. Rand offers this counterintuitive advice. The first rule about style is to forget it. Let it come naturally through practice. Focus only on expressing your ideas clearly. Eventually, you'll notice you're writing in your own style. In every aspect of style, your subject and theme must be the absolute standard. Don't think about how beautiful your words are, how people will react, or what your writing proves about you. Think exclusively about what you want to say. While nonfiction primarily presents abstract principles, remember that only concretes exist. Abstractions merely classify concretes. Therefore, tie your abstractions to reality through illustrations and examples. For word choice, clarity and precision are the only absolutes. While denotation, exact meaning, ensures clarity, connotations create emotional appeal. Metaphors compare one thing to another to manipulate the reader's consciousness, reconstructing the process of concept formation in the reader's mind. The final crucial lesson, think independently. When facing new problems, approach them through abstract principles rather than concrete specifics. Always identify applicable abstractions rather than following others' leads literally. Rand illustrated this with an anecdote from her Warner Brothers days. When she requested a sample script, she extracted the conceptual meaning of terms like close-up and fade-out. In contrast, another screenwriter followed his sample script literally, placing technical elements exactly where they appeared in his sample, regardless of his story's needs. Good writing isn't mystical. It's the product of a mind that integrates abstract principles with concrete reality, balances conscious direction with subconscious flow, and continuously seeks deeper understanding of both subject and craft. Excellence begins not with inspiration, but with commitment to clarity, precision, and independent thought. Writing nonfiction requires balancing multiple considerations. Your philosophical framework should inform your approach without becoming preachy. Your outline must guide without constraining creativity. Your first draft should flow naturally, while editing demands analytical thinking. Throughout, maintain focus on your theme and audience. Successful writers develop discipline that honors both conscious and subconscious aspects of writing. They recognize that good writing stems from practice, knowledge, and systematic thinking rather than innate talent. By prioritizing clarity, they naturally develop distinctive styles that communicate effectively. Remember that writing is fundamentally about transferring knowledge from your mind to the reader's. Every decision should serve this purpose. When struggling, return to basics. What am I trying to say? Why does it matter? How can I express this most clearly? These questions, approached with honesty and precision, will guide you toward excellence in nonfiction writing.